This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program gives way now to our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the Good Day gang. Jay is on vacay this week. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles joins me to add her thoughts to the stories of the week and the people listed. It comes from Talkers Magazine. Every week they survey by listening to programs, talking to program directors, talking to hosts about what it is that's moving the needle. And I think we all know what's moved the needle a lot this week. It also happens to be Labor Day weekend. As you're listening to this program, maybe you're traveling. There are a lot of people who are out and about to enjoy what's the last big holiday. Isn't it? Jennifer, 5 minutes ago we were talking about the first big holiday.
I know.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, and then Fourth of July just seemed to plug right along, and here we are.
Every year, though, it seems to be that that's the case during the summertime. And then you get in. Yeah, it does. Well, but we're all doing good things, and we're working in a good atmosphere, so maybe that's what makes it all worthwhile, makes it livable and doable anyway. So if you are out and about as you're listening to this program, safe driving is certainly a mandate, especially if you're out there with your family. The weather has been great in most of the rural, the rural areas of the country have had a lot of dryness or wetness, but the coasts have had really pretty good summer weather. People like to go out and cook themselves. So if you want to cook themselves, a great place to be is Los Angeles this weekend, right?
Well, I wouldn't recommend, like, cooking yourself. That seems bad. You know what I mean? Do you mean like a suntan? Is that
hot.
What you're talking about?
Okay, no, I'm talking about just being hot.
It is hot, that's for sure. This is the hottest it's been all year, and it always happens. You know, I love it every year.
Even in September, it gets hot. Yeah.
August, September in California has always been the hottest. Take it from a former school kid who would have to go back to school and be like, it's so hot.
Aren't the schools air conditioned in Los Angeles County?
Not when this kid was going to school, pal.
Really? No, huh?
We had to walk uphill both ways in the heat.
Yeah. Yes. Number six on the list this week is the focus on the weather. But also, Jackson, Mississippi had a big water problem.
Gosh, they've got a bad problem.
Did you talk about that on your program?
I haven't, because there's just been a lot of other stuff going on locally.
Really?
But, yeah, imagine that. It's California, and the last week of the legislature, so of course there's a lot going on. But, if you look and see what's going on there, they're overwhelmed with water, but yet they don't have any fresh water to shower, flush toilets, to drink. It's a problem.
Yeah, well, a lot of the system broke down because of the incursion, as you're suggesting, of the weather, of the water from the weather, the big storms that were blowing through there, all through the central part of the country. Our originating network is USA Radio, and their main studio is in Dallas, where they had James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. They had 14 inches of rain in one day. So how do you deal with that? And it would be like, even if you had 14 inches of snow, can you imagine what 14 inches of rain?
I build an ark with 14 inches of rain, I think.
Yeah, unga bunga. All right, so let's go through the list, and then we'll talk about the things that are going on. The space program and the Artemis 1 are at number 10 this week. The situation in the world of technology, security, the whole the business of what is it that you are protected from, or are you really protected? I've had all kinds of problems with my so-called security, with phones, credit cards, all kinds of stuff. I think things are becoming much too complicated, and it's really easy for the crooks to get at you and your security, supposedly. COVID-19 and the life and times of Mr. Fauci, or Dr. Fauci. Is he really? He's going to get the biggest pension in the history of the country, Jennifer. I'm sure that you've probably
Making
talked about
more than
that.
The than the president.
It
seems odd that that's the highest person in the country, but I think it's also telling that he probably didn't want to have to sit in case the majority switches, which is what a lot of people think will happen, and Republicans are going to be in charge. He's going to have to sit for a lot of hearings, and I don't think that he wants to do that, and I think that's... Mm-hmm. That avoidance is probably something that's a pretty loud admission in its silence.
Well, the stuff that came out this week, I saw two or three different connections between the organization or the operation he was running in the federal government back to the charges that were leveled, what, 2-3 years ago when this all first started, his involvement in funding, whether it was private money or public money, the research being done in the Wuhan laboratory where COVID, so there's that.
How much money is being made by Big Pharma right now? I mean, that's the other thing, is that this was a government edict that basically told many of us that we couldn't operate around the country if we didn't have this certain vaccine. So I think it's worth a look. Did somebody make money off of that? Who was profiting? Because certainly they did okay.
Well, not only that, but you saw the suit that started this week between between the two big pharmaceuticals that developed the, well, did they really? Was some of the stuff stolen from one company to benefit the other company? The most popular one, Biogen, is that the European country that's with... I'm saying Prevagen, where that's...
It's a little different. We don't want to implicate them in this.
No, Prevagen is not. Prevagen is the brain helper. But anyway, the point is that we've got this, the suit in my mind, derived from the realization that Pfizer made more money than Moderna did, and Moderna is the one that came up with the formula, supposedly. That's what they claim anyway. But in the preliminary information that's available on the suit, Pfizer made $19 billion with this stuff, and the public, you and I, paid for it through our tax dollars.
Yep,
Ungabunga.
Nothing's for free. I think that's... That's the big mistake, is that everybody goes, oh, the government's paying for it. Well, no, that's us.
Hello. Okay, so the continuing focus, I mean, I said a lot of these things are becoming boilerplate. Each week they seem to be on the countdown list, the story list, the business of the war, although there were some interesting developments. And the conversation around Mikhail Gorbachev dying and what he said about Putin and what really we are going through, he was the one who saw the end of the USSR. He orchestrated it. And Putin is now trying to put it back together again. And you wonder, he said it was a horrible country to live in. And I thought he had moved out, actually.
I thought he was already dead.
Did you really?
A lot of people. Yeah, when he was announced he had passed, I was like, ooh, I thought I'd already marked him off my dancing card. But, he didn't get a state funeral, though, and that was something that was notable, and certainly it shows you the division between Putin and Gorbachev's ideology.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's see. Crime, guns, and all that stuff. That's number 4. The economy is 3. The interest rate on loans. You're buying a home, you want a mortgage, forget about it. This is what's killing. And I don't even understand. Tell me what I'm missing here. When the Fed ups the rate to supposedly cool down inflation, but they want to keep the economy going, we have unemployment still at like 3.5%. We have housing starts still strong, but people can't buy the houses because they're not buying as quickly as they did before because of the cost of money.
The market is going to be gone. I was back in Colorado last week, and one of the reasons why is I was helping my mom get my grandfather's house ready for sale because he just recently passed away. And the real estate agent came in and said that interest rates they're predicting will be at 8% by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, that seems incredibly high for me in my lifetime. I know some people thought 12% sounded like a killer deal back in the 70s, but this tells you that the economy is very similar to what we saw in the late 70s with Jimmy Carter at the helm, and it's just, it's not a good place to be.
Oil crisis. No, the oil situation, not a good place to be. All right, so number 2, the elections and the fact that Sarah Palin didn't win. Did that surprise you?
Here's the thing. I think because they implemented the new ranked choice system, I think that got rid of her chances, because what happened is that a lot of Republicans were running for that seat, and the ranked choice, I think, kind of screwed them up. And I would just use warning, whether it's ranked choice in a place like New York where you're going to have a lot of Democrats splitting votes with each other, that may be a quick way for Republicans to start winning again in New York. But like in Alaska, the Republicans felt it. So I think in the general, we'll see they're going to match up again because this was just a special election seat.
Yeah.
But if ranked choice is a piece of it, I think you just go in and you vote. You make a decision. I don't know about this ranked choice stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you don't come out on top and your votes are given to someone else, I mean, it's just a very strange system.
Yep, that it is. The number one story of the week is the continuing focus on the probe of Donald Trump and the FBI raid. And I know you'll have a lot to say about that, so we get Jennifer's input on that. And we also have the people list to go through, which we'll do right after this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, so let me go through the people list quickly here, Jen. Elon Musk is at 10, Gorbachev is 9, Greg Abbott is 8, Vladimir Putin is 7, Jerome Powell is 6, Dr. Oz is number 5, Sarah Palin is 4, Evan Cochran and Christina Bob, that's something we haven't talked about here. Who are they? Why do I not
Christina register? Bob is the attorney for President Trump.
Ah, okay. So that's why, because I pretty much ignore everything. Anything and everything has to do with Trump, unless it smacks me right between the...
She was the one that was at Mar-a-Lago that got there a few hours after the FBI showed up.
Ah, got it. Okay. What I find interesting in the people list is that Biden's number 2 and Trump is number 1 in terms of focus. And so we'll have lots to say about
that. I don't like in the election.
Now, well, I was going to say, that's back to... Yeah, I know. That's what you think. Yeah.
Bam!
I don't really know whether that's what you really think or not. I know that you're a big Trump supporter, but the business about whether the election was stolen, that seems to be still a little dicey and spicy. Hold on.
We'll talk about it.
We'll get to them. All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts about the charts this week from Talkers Magazine.
Thank you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
There is a term out there called food faddists. You want to beware of the food faddists. When the term is used, you want to look behind the name caller, because you're going to soon find out that the hidden conspirator in the whole thing, who rules by ridicule, will cash in on your vulnerability by converting your health requirements to their dollars.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the overview. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day, but the program at the end of the week in this hour turns its focus onto the charts from Talkers Magazine, so we get some talk radio reviewing, if you will. Jennifer Horn joins us every week at this time. Jay is off today, so I thought I would put together some of the social media comments that are
You're
flowing
really good
around
at from, gathering those up, so that's I'm impressed.
You're impressed with this? I'll thank Jay for putting these together.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are talking about the speech that Joe Biden delivered. Here's Melissa Zimmer, who says, "What an awful, embarrassing speech from a sitting president that wasn't uniting the country he was campaigning." I thought it was pretty deplorable too, myself, for different reasons.
Okay, so I will not agree with anything that he said, and I think it was divisive and mean-spirited, and I've never felt so out of place in my own country. But as far as an optics thing go, what was with the black and the red background? Like, he was standing in his lair or something like that. I mean, do people not realize what that looks like? And that they had a lot of people in social media, I noticed, had been pointing out that they had Marines stationed behind him. So you have a very divisive message. A primetime address that's not based in policy, basically like a political convention speech, and then you have the Marines behind him. I mean, it makes you feel like we're in,
military.
Not in this country. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Welcome to Russia. Sean Watson, one of our listeners, said, no, because my time is actually worth something. Let's go, Brandon. I don't know what that means.
Let's go, Brandon. You remember, don't you? So there was a thing around Christmas where one of the guys said, "Let's go, Brandon." "Let's go, Brandon's," like, basically, you know.
Oh, it was a Joe. Okay, yeah.
And
okay.
Joe didn't know what it meant, so he's like, "Yeah, let's go, Brandon." Yeah.
Right. It was a shot at him. Mel Dixon says to watch him say Republicans are a danger to the USA. Not impressive. Nancy Sullivan said, "He's dividing our country. I'm a proud Republican. He's insulted our party." That's what, Nancy, come on, grow up. That's what they do. And it's worse now than it ever was. Hello, you remember Trump and what he said during the election and how insulting he was during the process? It's the same thing on both sides. And it's not serving the people who are supposed to be served. That's you and me.
One thing I think you have to remember is the context and the form. If Trump had given a speech like this, with the Marines behind him, with the black and red background, screaming about how awful the other political opponents are, and he did it during prime time, people would go nuts. And put in any other word. Forget Republicans. Put in blacks. Put in Jews. Put in, and all of a sudden, you've got a hate-filled speech by a sitting president. So why is it okay to go after Republicans? It's 50% of the country.
Well, because the Republicans are doing the same thing, and back to what is going on in our country. Listener Leonard.
I guess the context again, in the evening, prime time, evening address.
It was wrong. It was the same as any of these other people that are doing the same sort of thing on both sides. It's very un-American, very distressful. Leonard Hoffman, our listener, said that Biden's speech wasn't as divided as Trump made it during his coup when he almost started a civil war. It'll be so much better when he is behind bars. You know? So there,
nice.
Somebody who's not a big fan of Trump's. There are some of your thoughts. Thank you. You can help yourself to Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, 28 past the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been...
These may be uncertain times. What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by Abby.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Responding to President Biden's attack on Republicans last week, President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend.
The danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right. This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death, and we are going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Tennessee heiress Eliza Fletcher. Police say they have video of the abduction, and he is not cooperating as Eliza remains missing. Two people have died in a blaze that burned through the Northern California town of Weed near Mount Shasta. About 1,000 people were still under evacuation orders on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
She retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021, and received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get the, I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephen's Good Day Show. Here's the story. This is from the world of medicine and science. Artificial intelligence being used to correct walking patterns. It's a Velcro sleeve that's fastened around the leg.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine it too, right?
It is. Uses like a bionic, lightweight fabric.
Yeah, right.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, our talk radio review, a roundup. Say it again, Doug. Doesn't sound too authoritative, does it?
Sounds like somebody's a little ill.
Well, no, it's the weather-related dryness and the allergies. We've had a drought here like you have.
Do you know what happened to me this week?
What?
Speaking of dryness, so I am in California. It's hot. It's dry. It's the hottest it's been all year. 12% humidity. And, you know, I was doing a hit on a podcast, and I had earbuds in, and I never wear earbuds. I always wear, like, my headphones, the big ones over my ears. But this particular setup, I had the earbuds in my ears, and I moved my chair, and do you know I got a shock inside my ear canal?
Oh.
Have you ever had that happen? It is
no.
The most unnerving thing. You're like,
ooh.
It's just a little too close, those electric impulses towards your brain. And it's a very weird feeling.
Ooh. Very weird. Okay, well, you're
I
all right.
You needed to know about that.
I did need to know that. Thank you very much.
And there was Jennifer smoke coming out of my ears.
Yes. Jen's here. She normally does our talk radio review with us. Victoria, hello. Victoria's not here today. No, Victoria's not here today. And neither is Jay. I wanted to go back to the comments from social media that we had and acknowledge some of the thoughts that people are sharing with us, because we invite those thoughts at both of our locations on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Jeff Talton said we were talking about the voting process and how we have, with all of the primaries, we're having a primary in Massachusetts on Tuesday, day after Labor Day, and I am apoplectic about all of the ways that the system is corrupted. Can be, will be, has been. Mail-in votes, what a joke. How do you keep that secure and safe? It's impossible. And the same thing, you know, you go in and you can say, I'm Joe Blow, and they don't ask you to prove that you're Joe Blow. You just say, okay, I'm Joe Blow, and I live at this address, and you get a ballot. So anyway, Talton says, of course it's more corrupt. With politics in America, the more opportunity for corruption, the more of it will occur. Jeremy Wood says it's nonsense. Very odd that they even push against voter ID. It's not that hard to show up and vote. They should even give us a whole day off or several days just to give everybody plenty of time to vote. I think that the weekend voting, why do people so resist these changes? Because there's something in it for them. They want to keep things the way they are. They'll tell you they want you to vote, but they want certain people to vote. They don't want everybody to vote.
Well, Jeff. And for some reason, they don't want to protect it. I don't understand why we are one of the only countries that don't require voter ID. And yeah. The idea that that's racist, it offends me.
Give me a break. It is offensive. I'm so sick of listening to people call me and others a racist for no. When do they come up with that? That's the new elixir. He's a racist. Really? You know what? You can stick that in your ear, pal. Anyway, let me finish with Jeff Schmidt's thoughts, and then let's move on, Jen. We put a serial number in every dollar bill. Why would it be so hard to do the same with voters? Ooh, that's an interesting idea. If you vote and truly care about the future of this country and the future of your family, you shouldn't have an issue having an ID. Amen to that, brother. You're on it. Okay, so what the world has been waiting for is Jennifer to talk about the number one issue this week, which is the FBI raid, the probe into Trump, and all of the things. And I guess tying that into the speech that Biden gave, the president has, this was a pretty sharp focus on Republicans. It was in Philadelphia. What was the reason it was in Philadelphia? Was it just because he was there?
They did it at the spot where the Constitution was signed, and so they wanted to have that as a marker, I guess, that the soul. The theme of his speech was about the soul of the country, and it was billed by his administration before he even took the stage as being a dark speech, calling out those who were on the quote right side of history and the wrong side of history. Now, I feel like I have to make this very clear, and it's sad that I feel like that I have to say this, but I love this country more than I love any president that sits in the White House. I think that President Trump did an incredibly good job. I think he did it under duress. He had a lot of different investigations going on, and I don't think that he was the catalyst for all of them. I think there was a concerted effort to get an outsider out, because we all know, Doug, and we've talked about this for years, the Democrats and Republicans are in many cases in on creating swamp-like behavior together, because it extends their own power, gives them life, and gives them money. And so it's not by mistake that you have a lot of people ginning everyone up against each other while they're yucking it up over scotch at a bar somewhere. Democrats and Republicans and everyone else is hating each other, but they're hanging out because that's what they do to keep people, I guess, or to keep themselves in power.
Who are the invited guests, by the way? There were 300 invited guests. I'm sure they're all Democrats.
The invited guests to where?
To the speech.
Yeah, there were some Democrats, although he got heckled by a few people in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And here's what's really sad. he ran as the, during 2020, he ran as the adult in the room, a person who wanted to unify. He called himself the great unifier, that he was going to unify the nation. And what I heard did nothing to bring me in. Now, I don't like the policies of Joe Biden, but I still want to feel like I'm represented by the American president. And I almost felt like that more under Obama than I do under Biden. I think Biden has been the most divisive president of our recent
history. I don't
think
it's
history.
Him as much as it is the people around him. I think
possibly,
he's a puppet on a string.
You know, we
frankly.
All know that when you're the figurehead, the buck stops here. So it's true. I think he has a lot of people pulling strings around him. I believe that to be true. But at some point, you have to also not give him a pass for this kind of behavior. I mean, the speech he said, I mean, in the speech, he's standing there basically saying that half the country is evil intention. Look, I want, if the FBI had a reason to raid Mar-a-Lago, then I just want to know what that is. And I think transparency would help people understand why they went into Mar-a-Lago. What they're saying right now and the blocking of information is not letting people believe in the system, especially from an FBI that has already gone after Trump with baseless claims. I mean, the FBI planted information in the news media. The news media wrote that information based on anonymous sources within the FBI, and then the FBI went and used the reporting of a newspaper to start a huge investigation into Trump and his associates that led to them really literally spying on Trump. So how do you trust an organization that has been complicit in doing something like that?
It's always been since J. Edgar Hoover. It's
correct.
It's never
you're
been.
You're the
what
one
are
that
we,
used to put this in my head, actually.
Right.
I mean, everything we've talked about for years that you've talked about really being sure about what we trust about our government and what we don't is really true.
Yeah.
So it's okay to ask questions. Asking questions does not make me not patriotic. It makes me want to be the best country that we are, and I resent the hell out of the fact that someone just says, shut up and get in line. And by the way, if you don't agree with me, then you're on the wrong side of history.
Bad. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's not who we are.
All right. So in league with all of this stuff, the investigation into January 6th continuing, the trials continued. This past week, a retired New York City police officer got 10 years in prison, which is the longest sentence yet in all of the comings and goings of the January 6th attack and the investigation and the trial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He not only was a police officer, he was a Marine veteran, but he'll go to jail for 10 years because of his involvement assaulting a police officer in the Capitol attack on January 6th. So what would motivate somebody? This guy is 56 years old. Name is Thomas Webster. He was a policeman. He was a Marine. So what would go on in somebody's head like that to engage in the violence that he did engage in?
I want to know about what violence he did engage in, because there's also a lot of ginned up headlines in the newspaper about what these people did. There are plenty of people who just walked inside the Capitol like they were on some sort of tour, and they didn't do anything, and they're sitting in solitary confinement, and they have been for months and months and months and months. There, nobody, I mean, the news media is lying about this, saying that people were killed during January 6th. Nobody was killed except for one of the insurrectionists. Ashley Babbitt was killed going through a window. And you know what? When you go in through a window in the United States Capitol, you have to realize that there's going to be a risk there, right? I mean, the fact that she's dead is unfortunate, but she went through a window. And so what do you think the police are going to do on the other side of that wall? I mean, clearly, the way that this has been portrayed, though, is that these insurrectionists were killing Capitol police officers,
it was,
and
became
that's not true.
Loud the rhetoric. Webster himself said that he was swept up in politics and Trump's rhetoric about a stolen election. But he said he wished he had never come to Washington. He feels like he's been left. And I've heard this from others. They've been abandoned by those who encouraged them to come in the first place. He said, I had no business being there to protest the election. I wish that horrible day had never happened. People would be alive still. People would not have gotten hurt. Families wouldn't have been torn apart. So he pretty much condemned what he got himself wrapped up in, but he said it was the rhetoric. And I think that points out something that is a fear, that people, we go back to the days of Hitler, you can go back through history when leaders have whipped people up into a frenzy, Whether Trump's guilty of that or not, he certainly was a contributor to that, and I think that's where he, that's where the problem begins and maybe ends.
I think a lot of things can be true at the same time. I mean, it'd be nice if everybody could just cool it, but unfortunately, we're so divided right now.
Yeah.
And truly, if you look around at some of the things that happened and some of the laws that were changed, if you really look at that, you can understand why Trump felt like they were trying to take the election from him. And you don't hear the same response. Yesterday, during Biden's speech on Thursday evening, in his primetime speech, he's saying right now Republicans are scheming or coordinating to change the results of the upcoming election.
It was very ill-timed. It's like,
so everybody seems to be ginning people up, but is the standard the same? Are we holding all of these people?
So let me ask you a question about what goes on. You work for Salem Media Group that owns KRLA in Los Angeles. It is a right-of-center media company, and they make no bones about it. They have stations in pretty much every major city in the country, and they have hosts that everybody knows. Certainly I know, having worked with guys like Dennis Prager myself when I was at KBC, I loved the guy. he was fabulous. So they're out on a Battleground Talkers tour, which is focused on somehow or other, according to their press, somehow influencing the election. And so you wonder...
I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, it's about... the Battleground Talkers Tour is actually a slew of events where we talk about some of the big issues and they just travel around.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know how many people are going to be stumping. Yeah.
All right. Jen, thank you. Jennifer Horn here at 48 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight
loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJ. Whoops, no. What program am I doing? Oh, that's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's it. Nick Miles, our auto expert, is here to go through some of the big stories having to do with cars and the world of driving and the recalls. Like Ford has recalled 200,000 SUVs. What's the problem, Nick?
They're too hot. That's what's hot. That's what's the problem.
When you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. That's
the blower in the glove box seems to be getting a little too hot and making them catch fire. Just be careful of the blower in your glove box. I've been telling people this for years. Watch your blower in your glove box.
Motor. Which is behind the glove box, is what is failing, right? Is that what there are a couple of dozen
catches fire, and then that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime isn't usually a problem for these sort of things because you don't tend to have your too much of your stuff on, you know, your heaters.
Yeah.
But you do have your fans on, so that can still be a problem. So if you get a notice from Ford, or I always tell people go to the TSA website and type in your VIN number. It'll tell you if there's any recalls on your vehicle. The National Transport NHTSA website, and they will tell you. You should take your car in, or you should not drive it, or whatever is up with it. Just put your VIN number in. Good way to find out if there's a recall on your car.
Find out. Take responsibility for yourself.
Here's the
latest from California. Taking measures to conserve energy, which means you can't plug in your electric car. Who's been talking about this and what the problem is going to be? And as greenhouse gas emissions become more of a focus, California says you can't buy a car that has gas-powered engines in them after 2035. So what are they doing to be able to serve the public in California that is going to be driving these electric cars? The answer I can tell you pretty much up front is not much. So where is this going?
Well, it's, you know, the first thing you have to understand is that the people who are making these rules are not going to be in government by the time these rules come in. And this is what always annoys me is, like, you know, we should try and do these things by the time we're all retired and living off the money that you helped us make. Mm. That's the first thing that really annoys me. The second thing is, I think that these are all these promises are all made around election time. That's the other thing that we should make. So we should understand about what they're making, which really annoys me. And then the other thing I'd like to make sure that everyone points out is if we could all, these electric plug problems they're having in California with their cars, it might be even better if we tried to get all the electric cars on one plug first before we started, you know, telling everybody else.
A common plug.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's Tesla plugs and there's not Tesla plugs. It's like we have two different armies out there. Tesla's their network is probably worth more than their cars are. They haven't had a new car since the Model Y. Right. And it'd be nice if we could get all the cars on one plug before we decide to just not have any cars, you know, on gas beyond a certain date. If we could just get one family plug, we might even have a chance of working together as one country. But goodness forbid that ever happens.
What do we know about the 2024 Ford Mustang? This looks interesting.
Well, it's imminent. It's coming in 2 weeks. And a bunch of facts. We know it's going to have a gas V8 engine.
Hooray!
Which is a good start. It won't be for sale in California, by the way, after 2035.
Nope.
That we know. But it'll have a gas V8 engine, at least the one they're releasing in a couple of weeks' time. The GT version, which is coming. We know it'll be the traditional two-door sports car version. It won't be the four-door SUV version, which they had in their electric version.
Is this something that people who have a Dodge Challenger or a Charger now that had a big engine in it, are they going to go over to Mustangs?
I think that the Dodge Challenger and Charger, they're still going to be for sale for a little while. They're just not going to be releasing any new ones. This probably will be the last gas version.
Yeah.
All right.
Check out what's going on in the world of cars from rautoexpert.com. Nick Miles here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.